inspires, and empowers. For more, check out their Facebook page, Right for Education, or visit the website www.rightforeducation.org. Right for Education, our proud partners to the sky.
After years of classified research and experiments, it's finally here.
What?
Oh my God.
Yep, it's exactly 8 o'clock on the dot of Sky Alpha time, whatever time you are around the world, wherever you are, it's your whatever time. It might be 12 midday, it might be 1 a.m., it might be, you know, it might be bushfire time, you know, you never know.
Oh, wow.
It's the 14th of January, 2020, and welcome to the Alpha Breakfast with your boy D-Dubs and Toby. It is the Right for Education time, and we have a topic. Yes?
Yes, we do.
You know why I mentioned the whole, you know, bushfire time? Yeah,
no.
Right now, the topic of today is how African scientists are tackling the climate crisis. So, you know, we might find, you know, if Australians are listening, they might find something useful that, you know.
Actually, there's something on Australia, but we'll talk about it later on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Australia.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is climate science? I don't know what climate science is. Do you know what climate science is? I know now what climate science is.
Oh, now you know.
Hey, shut up.
Flex ahead there.
Now, climate science is the study of a location's climate. Pew, 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 pew.
It's the excitement. Don't worry. You understand?
Now,
it must be the excitement.
Climate is defined as the average weather condition in a certain place, measured over a long period of time. Weather is a short-term event, but climate describes long-term patterns. For example, if somewhere is very hot most days, it is said to be to have a warm climate. But even places with warm climates can sometimes experience cold weather. If it is cold on a few days in a year, that's if it's cold on a few days in a year. Mm. What would you say Lesotho is?
Temperate.
Temperate means
hot.
We are both.
Just average.
When it gets cold here, it gets very...
Not really. Some places.
Jesus.
What, some places?
Christ. Okay. You know? I think I have cold phobia.
Yeah, no.
I personally have cold phobia. Because I was born in summer.
In summer, right?
October, baby.
In October. Yeah. I mean, we have what? Like 3 months, 4 months at most of cold?
Yeah, from May.
It's May, June, July, August.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like 4 months.
True.
And from there, it's just like... You know, everything. T-shirts and shades.
Now scientists study many different aspects of the climate. For example, temperature, wind patterns, and rainfall. Over time, we can record patterns in these measurements to monitor how the climate is changing. Now, a lot of places have seen big changes in their climates in recent decades. This climate change is caused by human activity across the world. Man-made inventions like factories and cars release many harmful gases into the air, which is changing the climate. I remember there was a time in class where we had to do these harmful gases from the cars, industries and whatnot.
Mm.
I'll go back to what actually comes out of cars, but it's fine. Someone that's listening might know what those gases are. Monoxide.
Carbon monoxide? I don't know. It's just another one that, you know, I know.
I just know it's harmful. Oh, carbon monoxide.
Carbon monoxide. You know.
No, you're not. You're there.
I'm not there, man.
I'm proud. I'm actually proud to have a coach like you. Now, changing climates could also make certain diseases more common. Ooh. For example, large outbreaks of malaria are more likely to occur after a lot of rain has fallen in one area. And if temperatures increase, this is because the parasites that spread malaria survive better in these conditions. You know, I go through this a lot in terms of mosquitoes.
Mm.
You know what attracts mosquitoes?
I don't know, your blood? I'm kidding. I'm absolutely kidding.
Mosquitoes like humid environments.
That's why they'd be like hovering that. Over dams, especially in the evening, because the water was warmed up during the day.
Yes. Ooh, and especially I see this a lot with soccer practice.
Mm.
When we play soccer practice in the evening, when the sun has gone down, but it's not, its effects have not gone down with it.
Yeah. Like,
so you play, but you look up, it's like a swamp of mosquitoes on top of your head because you're sweating. Hey,
I was about to ask about that hovering thing over your head because your head is emitting steam, heat.
So it's just everywhere. You go left, they go left with you. They go right, you go right with you. So I'm like, oh, you little things. I hope you get extinct. Someone asked, guys, if flies and mosquitoes were to go extinct,
what
effects? Will we lose anything? Like, is there something that they bring on this earth?
Of course. Everything has a purpose. I have no idea.
We'll do that.
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, I'm going to write this down.
Importance of flies.
Importance of flies and mosquitoes.
So important, by the way. Yeah.
Jesus. Now, there are two main ways that we can tackle the climate crisis, right? The first is by reducing the rate at which the climate is changing. We can do this by reducing pollution, recycling more, and by using renewable energy sources. The second way to tackle the climate crisis is to prepare for the changes that are already inevitable. I was about to ask myself the question, but it's cool. Now, Africa is often overlooked when climate scientists from other places do research. Because Africa has relatively few climate scientists, there is not much information about what Africa's climate was like in the past. This makes it harder to see how it is changing today. You understand? Because when I get up, we determine our climate by a finger where the wind is going.
Yes, people are really skilled. They will tell
you. Yeah, they're like,
Guti, it's like 8 a.m. It's like, oh, you guys better leave. Why? It's going to be raining by 2.
Ne? And you're like, what? Looking up and like, no. Raining what time? 2?
No, don't worry.
Like,
about
don't
two.
Worry.
Just looks over the mountains like,
no, around 2 be raining. There's a time when they actually said there were clouds coming through, right? From the what's that? From the south side of Lesotho.
Okay.
And then they're like here. We see them. They're here, and we're like, "Hey guys, we have to like pack up our stuff and go." The owner of the place is like, "Hey guy, here, our rain comes from that side."
That side, not.
Pointing at the north.
Yeah.
Like our rain. Actually. The clouds that they come from that side.
Those as well. It's like, no.
Yeah. You understand?
Oh, okay.
All right. But anyway, but many groups are working to change that. Yeah? For example, Future Climate for Africa, which is FCFA, is an international research project that aims to better understand African climate change. It consists of 5 main research groups and has projects based across Africa. Like, for example, in Senegal, scientists are working with farmers and politicians to help manage the impact of climate change on agriculture. And in Kisumu, Kenya, scientists are investigating how climate change is affecting sanitation in cities. For example, a decrease in rainfall could make it difficult to provide clean drinking water, or to safely dispose of sewage. Researchers are discovering how to plan around these changes to ensure nobody's health is put at risk by climate change. I would advise people in Lesotho, actually parents or kids that are listening, or parents that are listening for their kids, to actually suggest these kind of things as career, you know, directions. Because if they say they don't like Africa, we have climate scientists, but not qualified. No, they're not. They don't have a degree that I'm a climate scientist. No. But I'm sure. It's just that, you know, our kids can be the first ones to hold those degrees.
Okay.
To get jobs.
All right. Yeah, we don't need Okay. I hear what you're saying.
Say it out. Spit it out, woman.
Like, okay. We already, but like, I think they're talking in the long term, like, to say, okay, this is our history, and then this is from the history data analysis, maybe then we can like predict Kuti.
Yes.
The prediction you said, yes. Kuti, Lesotho is going to be Mediterranean
climate in the next 20 something years, yeah.
Right? To make such predictions, I mean, I don't know like whether a person's naturally able to read all the nature signs, maybe, right? To say, I know it's gonna rain, then are able to make such predictions,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I mean, if they are there, however, if they're there, yeah. Right, if they can do short term predictions, right, are they documenting them, you know? And maybe your 18, 90 year old grandma can say, no, back then. Used to be like this. We didn't know. Pella, yeah. Did you guys know?
Yeah.
You know, or maybe they could have a bright yanging documenting. Oh,
it's like what?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey. Something like that. Then it would be easier to predict, like, true. Like that. Say, true. But that none of that has been like. Once you die, you go with your skill.
Like, yeah, you're gone.
You know.
Because even your kid is going to be like, what? But anyway, let me move. Now. Many other projects are also taking place around Africa. The FCFA aims to use their scientific discoveries to help stop the negative effects of climate change. There's this theory of the countries that used to be heavily industrial affect the countries that didn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There were wars, not really wars, but retaliations are east and west. China started doing its things industrially, industrializing its things, and America was like, no, you are causing this thing and whatnot, and then China was like, yeah, but you know, when you guys did it, you are this rich because of it,
yeah,
so let us, because there are cost implications, high cost implications in doing clean energy. Those hydro what power, they are not cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are clean, yes, but they're not cheap. Those windmill whatnots, I know Lesotho, yeah, they want, they were trying to implement it too, they were trying to bring them. What, how much is one windmill?
That's the one.
The one, just one. Yeah. How many? What? Yeah, so there are certain things where, you know, we have to factor out in our pockets, how are we? Because the same people that are saying, okay, guys, use clean energy and whatnot. Okay, fine. Help us generate capital and install these things here. Because there's another issue, which is maintenance issues.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? The maintenance levels, issues, that thing. It's another whole entire topic again. But anyway, 12 minutes after 8, that's the topic of the day. Client scientists in Africa, please,
yes.
you know, let's encourage more people to actually join this FCFA.
And you know, like, it's such an interesting course, and not so many people go into such courses, you know. But, you know, for my very novice level in geography, I have always found it so strikingly interesting,
yeah,
you know, and like it, and like this geology, rocks, and how rocks tell history. It was just one of those things that was, I'm so wise, you know, yeah. You just look at something, you're like, oh yeah, okay, there must be, you know, no water, and then people's like, how wherever do you know this thing,
you know,
I hate
geography,
and it's funny how like the you can never be lost. Once you know that to the core, you can
know where you are.
Like, yeah, yeah, a picture of I'm in this kind of area, you know, this part of the world.
I hated geography.
Why?
Until I went to a school with a colored textbook. Then I started getting B's.
Yeah,
A's, whatnot.
Yeah.
I was that guy, because the previous school, it was just black and white. And I'm like, yo. And it was in the after lunch.
Yeah, and usually is after
lunch. And I'm like, wait, not now. And it's black and white. And you're being told about the Mediterranean climate. You're being told about the different types of soil.
But you see different kind of gray shading.
You understand? You're talking, yeah. I'm like, yo, please, father. Waiting for that bell. Yo, and then I changed schools, and then the textbook comes out colorful, you know, and then we started drawing the map of Italy, the volcanoes, and all of those things. Yeah. It was enjoying, like, I was, you know, I'd draw, but, you know, it was so nice. But, like I'm saying, guys, let us invest in colorful instruments.
True that.
Our children, there's a time when we actually even wish that education would be taught in songs.
Yeah, totally. I mean, they do like A, B, C, D. You know, suddenly that kind of like, you know,
In an exam, you know, you will see people humming, you know, and tapping their feet. Yeah. Hey man, right for education on the Alpha Breakfast. Shout out to everyone that's tuned in and listening. If you have anything to say about the topic today, about climate scientists in Africa, just hit us up on WhatsApp or on all our social media platforms. Let's first start with our WhatsApp number. It's +266 6330 4644. I'll repeat it again. Our WhatsApp line is +266 6330 4644. Tomorrow we can, if we get comments there, we can actually just hit a dry run and talk about them and then get back to the topic of the day, Hossein. Now our social media platform is Sky Alpha HD, the Alpha Breakfast on Facebook, and then Sky Alpha HD on Facebook. We have Sky Alpha_HD on Twitter, and then Sky Alpha HD _ on IGs. A lot of skies and alphas and see you guys tomorrow on the same segment, Right for Education, tomorrow at exactly 8 o'clock Sky Alpha time with your boy D Dubs and Toby. I hope you enjoyed your segment today. Let us do this and go for a young break there. We'll see you guys in a bit.
Transup, giants of the new era in transport and technology. We connect you with a push of a button. We are reliable, safe, and relatively low cost. We partner with fleet management companies, individuals, and specific service-based companies. Join us for ridiculously low subscription. Register Transup Driver app at Play Store or visit our website, www.transup.co.ls. Call or WhatsApp us at +266 5191 2638. Transup. Here and there around you. This message was brought to you by Right for Education, Africa's largest independent online destination of timeless, relevant content that informs, inspires, and empowers. For more, check out their Facebook page, Right for Education, or visit the website www.rightforeducation.org. Right for Education, our proud partners to the sky.
Say it like you mean it. Do you mean it? Touch me like you need it. Like you need it. Yeah. I see the way you didn't look me. I should be the one that is teasing. I want Bobo and Shady Bitty. Look at them, what fair she be. I know you want me.